Dave, tell us about this fascinating neutrino repeat experiment, because we reported about a month ago that scientists said they'd broken the physical speed limit and they had particles going faster than light. Everyone said, bit dubious, better do it again. And they have?
Yeah, that's right. In September, results indicating that neutrinos can travel faster than the speed of light were released. This week, the same group has released further data. The experiment is actually spread out between CERN near Geneva and a neutrino detector near Rome called OPERA, over 700 kilometres away. In CERN, groups of protons flying around the Large Hadron Collider ring are redirected down an alternative route and crash into a lump of graphite. This produces a variety of particles, but includes a large number of particles called mesons. These have a very short lifetime and fly down a kilometre-long tube where some of them decay to form an electron and a neutrino. These neutrinos hardly interact with any matter, so they easily pass through 700 kilometres of solid rock to the OPERA detector, where a tiny proportion of them crash into a lump of lead, and that produces a signal which can be detected. The experiment was designed to investigate whether neutrinos change over time and to measure how much slower than the speed of light they travel, which would give useful information about their mass and behaviour. The very surprising result was that they appeared to be travelling the distance about 16 nanoseconds, 16 billionths of a second faster than the speed of light. So that's about 25 parts in a million faster than they should be.
Can I just ask you, Dave, how do they know that? In other words, how do they know when they should arrive and when they did arrive?
They measure very, very accurately when actually the mesons, which didn't decay, crash into a detector at the end of the CERN part of the experiment. And those are travelling at pretty much the speed of light, so that essentially tells you when they pass that point. And then they have another very accurate clock at the other end, which measures when they hit the detector in Italy. And they use GPS satellites, which have got incredibly accurate clocks, to sync those two clocks to fractions of a nanosecond. And so they should be getting the same number at both ends.
And apparently these particles are arriving a bit too early compared with light.
Yeah, a tiny fraction too early. So after the first set of results they got, there were various suggestions of how they could improve their experiments, because this is a very, very surprising experiment and it would indicate fundamentally new physics, and extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. So one thing they did was get a more accurate position of the two places, because if the position was off by 180 metres, that would explain the problem they've got. They've also made the bunches of protons much shorter, because if you've got a great big long bunch of protons, it's very hard to know exactly where the middle of it was. So they made them shorter so they can know the timings more accurately. But it seemed to give exactly the same result.
This is interesting. So they found they're faster than light again?
They found it faster than light and by about the same amount. So either there's a real effect there or there's the same error arriving again. And there's still a lot of evidence to overcome, because in 1987 there was a supernova in the Large Magellanic Cloud which produced both light and neutrinos, and they both arrived here a few hours apart. Now, if this was the same difference of speeds as you were getting from the CERN experiment, you'd expect them to be 2 years apart, because it's 160,000 light years away, so in that time it should have spread out miles and miles.
Do neutrinos come in different flavours? In other words, is there any possibility that under certain circumstances they could go at different speeds, which would account for this?
The neutrinos which they're making at CERN are higher energy than the ones which were coming from this supernova. So there is still the possibility that maybe certain types of neutrinos go faster than the speed of light, but I wouldn't start ordering that superluminal faster than the speed of light space drive yet. I think you'd be lucky.
And what are the implications for physics? If this turns out to be right, and it isn't a mistake in the experimental technique, what does this mean for physics?
Well, a lot and not very much at the same time. A lot, because the whole of relativity is built around the assumption that the speed of light is a constant and you can't go any faster than it. And a lot of physics is built around the theory of relativity. But saying that, not very much, because every experiment we've done so far hasn't found this effect. So if this is a real effect, it's a very, very subtle effect. So in everyday life and most high-energy physics experiments, it wouldn't have any effect at all. But it's just possible that to actually get the theories absolutely right, you might have to completely rewrite them. But I think still the odds are that they've made a mistake in the results, so I wouldn't start ordering your faster-than-light space drive yet.
Thank you very much, Dave. Certainly a tough one, isn't it? We'll have to see where that one goes.